Dear our villains, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Monday, 30th of March, and here in Oroville is cloudy and humid to 25 degrees Celsius. We can expect today partly sunny and mainly cloudy with a passing shower late, with temperatures from low of 24 to high of 33, with heat index on 40 degrees Celsius. Easterly winds at 13 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is on 11, which is an extreme. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 79%, and on Friday the moon is full, and on Saturday is a total lunar eclipse or blood moon, and it will be visible in most of North America, South America, Asia and parts of Australia. The moon will be totally eclipsed for about 5 minutes, and from the beginning to end it will last only 3 hours and 29 minutes. The working committee informs us regarding the outcome of the retreat that they are still waiting for the minutes of the governing board and international advisory council meetings concerning specific post-retreat responsibilities and for the report on the retreat by the retreat organization group. As soon as the minutes and report have been received and as requested by governing board and international advisory council, it is last joint meeting, specific task groups will be constituted to take up the next steps of implementing the milestones identified in the retreat. The retreat organization group was set up for the specific task of organizing and facilitating the retreat. With the finalization of their report on the retreat, that task gets completed and then the team members will get back to their other work responsibilities in Oroville. Now let's listen to Ruben, who visited us in the studio this morning to share with us an invitation to SoundLab. Good morning, Ruben.
Hi, good morning.
And welcome to the studio. You will share with us, or actually invite us to something I think is important for younger generation, but also for all others who are dealing with the sound or with media, communication and so forth. So what it is?
Well, I'm offering to do a live sound production lab at Kalabumi's on Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m. It's a basics introduction, but it also includes an opportunity for me to answer any questions anybody may have who's ever had any questions with regards to how to operate sound in a live setting.
That means that is actually the thing that what you are doing. At least the people see you on the events, sitting behind the mixing desk and spend the whole day to set up the microphones, all the cables, correct?
Yeah, this is what I've been known for over the last 4 years. And another question could be, why just now am I starting to open up to the idea of educating and teaching what I know? And that has a lot to do with the fact that I could definitely use some help with this regard, and I know everybody's willing to help. There's so many people eager to help in Oroville, but it's also important that people have a basic understanding of what type of equipment we're working with and the safety involved and the proper use of that equipment prior to this eagerness to help.
So we would be going to the classes every Saturday for the start?
Well, not so much classes, like I said. It's mainly a lab. It's an opportunity to exchange information about just questions people have. That this isn't an exact science doing live sound. So there might be musicians or even hobbyists who are interested in finding out a little bit more about the details about live sound. I'm not training sound engineers at this lab. I'm just answering some questions and giving some basics. So maybe we could create a team of people with a fundamental vocabulary understanding to help do setups and to see, okay, open their eyes to how we run a show in Oroville and even outside of Oroville.
Because there are not many in the city right now, yeah?
Oh, no. And maybe there are more and I just don't know it. That's why the lab is there, so maybe I can meet them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's one option. What about if somebody don't have a clue about it, just see what you are doing and it's maybe interesting to, for example, that it's a kid or teenager, youth, or even somebody who is older, but like all his life is spending watching how the people are doing and interesting just in the basics of that. Is it welcome?
Yeah, I think that's that's exactly what this is for. I think it's a great opportunity to be able to do that. I think it's the best setting to have a lab, not just a classroom, opportunity to answer these questions and to demonstrate, because I can tell you it's not ideal to try to answer those questions while I'm doing a show. No. It's very difficult to take time away to educate, where my attention has to be given to the artists and as well as to the audience simultaneously.
Just by the way, did anybody were asking you while you were preparing the show or during the show?
That happens from time to time, and it's a yoga I'm working on how I respond. Yeah,
because. Okay, that's another thing that some people don't see, that you are actually working, right?
Right.
Okay, so for the starter would be, I think it started this Saturday, right?
Yeah, I actually wasn't sure. I was there this last Saturday, and I went just in case because I had signed up on Monday. And so I went in sort of just to be present. I'll be much more prepared this coming Saturday. And and like I said, it's only an hour, so, you know, it doesn't take a lot of time, and I won't be able to answer a lot of questions within an hour, but it'll be an opportunity to at least see some faces and start the conversations moving forward.
Yeah. 1 hour is not much.
No, but I think it's a good way to start. Yeah.
But a while ago when we were talking, you just mentioned something like a boot in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have more clearance about like a workshop? Think your words were boots, the sound boot or something that you would put it in a span of 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
Well, we would like to expand the educational program for live sound engineering to include audio engineering as a whole. We've been discussing the idea with other groups, with coming up with a formal curriculum that would eventually evolve into a certification program. Mm-hmm. But to start right now, this is an informal process of sort of just a basics education and training so that you can function and operate as a stagehand. Mm-hmm. Or a sound engineer assistant during a live performance. Those are the basics that I'm going to be covering this summer, and trying to build a team so that in the fall or in the coming seasons we actually have a nice team that can start working and have these shows move much more smoothly. And and at the same time we're educating. I mean, it's an unending education, as we all know, and this is a field that many are often interested in, but can sometimes find daunting. And so I this is an opportunity to share that and at the same time get help.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. It got both sides. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure since Saturday there was a youth initiative, and it seems to me that certain youth which are already considered as young adults in 20s, they are searching where's their field of work. So I think you can expect quite some people to step forward.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. And and I understand that if it's for the people who are searching or where this will be much more beneficial. Mm-hmm. I understand there's quite a bit of youth that are focused on their exams, and I would rather them stay focused on their exams versus those who are looking for an alternative form of education. This is an opportunity to start the basic introduction to that, and that eventually can evolve into a career if it piques their interests.
That also sounds promising. Yeah.
I hope so.
Anything else you would like to share with us?
No, I'm happy. I appreciate you taking the time.
Kids are healthy, growing.
Yeah, they are. They're growing. I did also forget to mention that another point that we'll be addressing with this with these labs, as well as the basic informal training, is hearing safety. That's not something that's often addressed in education programs with regards to becoming a sound engineer, studio or live. But hearing safety applies to everyone. But we're really going to address how to take care of our ears and protect them before a show, during a show, and after, and why these things are important. We can have a whole lot of wonderful, expensive, great sounding equipment, but what's the use if people have damaged hearing and are, you know, can't hear certain frequencies? Then it almost becomes pointless.
Yes, you can see in the older generation of sound engineer, actually they cannot really hear it anymore, but they more rely on a visual.
Well, and it used to be part of the job. You had to, you knew eventually some part of your hearing was going to go, and it was you knew you weren't going to have a career that lasted a long time. But we have more information. We have more science behind what we can do in conjunction with the new technologies that are available for sound. We can have quality sound and protect our ears at the same time. Really, honestly, to talk about hearing protection is only for those people who are willing to really understand it and who are willing to listen with regards to hearing safety, because each person is going to have a different viewpoint with regards to how they take care of their hearing. But there are some basic things to understand that maybe you didn't know about, wow, this really affects my hearing more than I realize. And do I really care about my hearing in the long term, or am I just going to enjoy it right now in the short term?
That's something usually people start worrying about when it's already too late. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, Ruben.
Thank you very much.
It's interesting also for me, so I will be joining you.
Super. I look forward to
see
it.
See you on Saturday.
4 to 5, yeah.
In studio in Kalabumi.
Yeah, Kalabumi studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we are invited to Matre Mandir Gardens presentation. The garden design team presents to the community proposal for the completion of the Matre Mandir Gardens. All are welcome to view this PowerPoint presentation and then interact with the design team. An exhibition of the proposal for the future Matre Mandir Garden has been extended up to tomorrow, so models and panels are still displayed under the trees outside the Matre Mandir office, and you can still see them today from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. or tomorrow morning. On Tuesday, 7th of April, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, the Resident Assembly Service would like to invite all concerned residents to two meetings regarding the proposed new road, Mangalam Radial and in the Pony Farm area. At Unity Pavilion, today and tomorrow, the seminar on responsible energy management is going on. And Oroville Town Development Council invite all Orovillians and newcomers for this seminar, where we will be introduced to energy conservation, efficiency and energy auditing practice, as well as solar PV basics, site and system assessment, system design, maintenance and etc. And the seminar timings are from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, we are invited to explore Dance Steps for Orville, which is called Conscious Co-Creation. Organizers are saying that there has been a monumental created by Orville Retreat and Monica Sharma Workshop, which we want to continue and amplify. We have the wonderful opportunity now to further this work and to increase our skill level in manifesting the changes which so many of us wanted to see. In this light, long-time Orville friends and supporters Catherine Roske and Caroline Anderson have offered to engage with us in an online course on principles and practices of co-creation. The essence of co-creation is working from the inside out, combining the spiritual practices of deep listening, building resonance, love and inner wisdom with outer actions in the world. Catherine and Caroline have authored the Co-Creation Handbook, which will be the support material for this course. The tools they have evolved in this book have been applied in various contexts around the world, youth leadership, community building, mediation, decision making and more. At Adi Shakti, they will have a month-long festival to celebrate Vena Pani Chawla's birth anniversary on 5th of April. They will have jazz concert on Sunday at 7 p.m. with the original composition performed by jazz singer Kirtana Krishna. And at 8 p.m. there will be San Mer Bandure, the musical world of S.D. Burman, multimedia presentation that includes a recorded and reading of excerpt from the book by Amin Sayani, the noted radio person, and narration of stories by author Satya Saran from the composer's life and film clips. At 9:30 p.m. they will have a performance. Arulomigu Shri Iyapan Nataka Mandram presents a double bill, Rajasuya Yangam, followed by Pragaladan Saritram, which is folk drama. And on April of 10th at 7 p.m., it would be the Dragon Play. The Drama School Mumbai will present Yogini Schwartz, the Dragon Baha, Dana Dasya Sao, in a new Hindi translation by Harsh Kurana. And on the 18th of April at 7 p.m., under the Mangosteen Tree Play, directed by Rajiv Krishan. All of the events will be going on at Adi Shakti, Siratang Tata Kotuvil, Edan Chavari Road, diagonally opposite of Hope. Portu's purchasing service will be closed tomorrow for stock taking, cleaning, and they are sorry for inconvenience. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m., there will screen meditation on Savitri, Book 1, The Book of Beginnings, Canto 4, The Secrets of Knowledge. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m., we can see an Indian action thriller, I, which was made in India 2015 by writer and director S. Shankar. Tomorrow we will see German comedy drama, West Wind, made in Germany in 2012 by director Robert Thalheim. On Wednesday, they will screen documentary Half the Sky 2, made in USA by director Mark Jermaev. Ashir Aurobindo wrote, "When the peace of the higher consciousness descend, it brings always with it this tendency towards equality, samatha." Thank you for listening, so you can contact us on rvradio.org.